We don't know the answer to that, but what we do know is what the patentee claimed and what he said. And let's look at the spec, too, because you asked me about that earlier. And I do want to address that. In column 9, what the patent holder described is, begins there on page 29, or line 29, to summarize the operation of the present invention. A meat spit is inserted in the meat to be cut and fitted into upper and lower chucks. Right there is the patentee. We can take the patentee in his own words.
That's the preferred embodiment.
That is the invention, is what the patentee said. And he only described, there's only one embodiment, and the patentee says this is the invention. It's a limitation on all 10 claims. When he specifically uses the word the present invention, he's not talking about the preferred embodiment, he's talking about the scope of all the claims.
Where are you on column 9, just so I'm right with you?
Line 29. And it's the same in this traversing, is the opposite side of the same coin as the structural support, because he says the present invention when he talks about the structural support as well.
But when he says the present invention, do you think that rises to the level of a clear disclaimer? Because isn't that what our case law requires if we're going to read a limitation from the spec into the claim? Doesn't it require a clear disclaimer in the spec? I mean, I'm thinking Wang, Toro, that whole line of cases that we have that talk about under what circumstances you read a limitation from the spec into the claim. And I want to know where to draw the line.
I think the case law says that when you use this term, the present invention, it is a clear indication of what the patentee meant about the scope of his claims. And there are a number of cases, we've cited them in a brief, I can refer you to them, where those words do say, your case law does say, when the patentee uses that term, that is very strong evidence that the patentee has put a limitation on one of the claims.
So if the claim didn't say in the meat at all, just talked about a spit, but there was nothing in the meat, through the meat, nothing at all, would you still be arguing that the use of the word the present invention means we should read a limitation that has no basis at all in the claim, completely into the claim?
We're looking at the specification only to determine what the patentee meant by the scope of his claims. And here, the construction the district court took was a careful one. He did not require the spit to go in and out. He just required the spit to traverse the spiral cut. And that was consistent with the language of the claim that I previously pointed out, the specification, and of course the prosecution history.